Well, to the Health and Information Quality Authority's report during the week that described some aspects of a treatment of in the care home of residents in one centre in Mayo as distressing. The HICWA inspection of Oris Attracta was written in February and came on foot of concerns raised with the authority by a number of individuals. Amongst these were the circumstances surrounding the death of a former resident, the staffing levels of the home and the care of residents. Noel Giblin, a psychiatric nurse who worked at Oris Attracta until 2010, was one of those who brought the issues to HICWA's attention. He's been giving me his reaction to a follow-up report written in May.
You can see there's been improvements. You can see there's been vast improvements in the service and brought about by the bringing in of staff and the use of agency staff to attempt to deal with where there was such low staffing numbers. But the May report does, it goes on to state that there was, on one occasion, during the inspection, a time where people couldn't be fed in a timely fashion. And that's a problem. And the reality is that in 2011, a staffing review was done and a template and a tool was introduced to give the appropriate staffing levels. And when it was introduced in 2011, it was very, very clear that we were 28.5 staff short. And them 28.5 staff were never employed. And we've ended up in this situation. We've ended up with the first HICWA report because of management's reluctance to employ staff.
And the numbers of staff, the May report says, are still not based on a needs assessment of residents.
Yeah, and that's the reality is that there is tools out there that you use to assess the number of staff against the number of the clients you look after. And Oris Attracta have not introduced a tool like that and are basically staffing as they see fit, which may not be the correct levels.
How did it arrive at this situation as far as you're concerned? Because some people may be aware that as far back as 2010, there was some discussion of this, even in the Dáil itself, that there were bungalows closing down in St. Attractas and some of the service users being put into, I suppose, tighter spaces or being asked to share accommodation.
That's right. And I think people are suggesting that we're whistleblowers. We're not whistleblowers. We went public with this in 2010. We were very clear about this. We went to politicians. We had public meetings. In 2008 and 2010, a decision was made by management to close down bungalows in Oris Attracta. And this was to alleviate the staffing pressures. It wasn't good for clients. The closed down staffing bungalows moved clients into areas where we would believe that it was not suitable with the numbers of staff that was looking after them. So today you might have been looking after six clients, but a bungalow closed and tomorrow you're looking after 10 with the same number of staff. It couldn't have worked. And we went public. We had a public meeting. We highlighted that. We continued to highlight it. We highlighted it in 2008. We highlighted it again publicly in 2010. And since then, they've continued to close bungalows.
Another concerning thing might be that the person who is in charge of the complaints procedure was the manager of Oris Attracta themselves, so that any complaints about the running of the service were effectively being dealt with by the person who was responsible for the service.
Yeah, and that's a major concern, because we raised concerns, we raised complaints, we made complaints in the service, and they were never addressed, and they haven't been addressed, and we still have outstanding concerns that we want addressed.
This was prompted in part by the death of a service user back in 2012. A complicating factor in their death was dehydration and malnutrition. Obviously, the situation that was happened upon by HICWA in an announced visit back in February had been going on for quite some time.
I think the reality of it is that the staffing levels were so short. It's unbelievable that the staffing levels were so short, and that people, what you read in the report was staff's ultimate best efforts they could make to try and deliver care as best they could, but they weren't just doing it. They knew they were doing. They knew it wasn't enough. That's very clear. Staff came to me as a union representative as far back as 2008. We knew we weren't doing enough. We highlighted this. We flagged this with the management. The management should have been very, very, very well aware that we were hugely concerned with the way we were delivering care. But it fell on deaf ears.
Were there any attempts to raise this outside of, I mean, you mentioned a public meeting in 2010, but was there any attempt to raise this outside of Oris Attracta, outside of the direct management? Do you think there was a regional awareness of this within the HSE or anywhere else?
Yes, there's there. I spoke personally to HR management, I spoke to senior management, and I attempted to speak with even higher levels of management, but they declined to meet with me. I would have received letters that advised me not to be on the complex of Ars Attracta as a union rep. I would have later received registered post telling me that not to go forward to the media with concerns, although at that stage I hadn't, and haven't yet until the HICWA report came out.
And the circumstances of your parting company with them, you sustained an injury at work. What was your experience thereafter?
I sustained an injury in February 2009, I sustained an injury, and I returned in July 2009 and continued to work there until September 2010. And it was a very, very difficult time. I was continuing to raise concerns that we see in the HICWA report, and I suppose my concerns were never addressed. And eventually they went to get rid of what they seen as someone who was a troublemaker, someone who was expressing concerns. And they achieved that.
So, Noel, where do you think it goes from here? Who else do you think, does it stop with HICWA? Are you satisfied that this is largely resolved?
I suppose that the reality is we're not satisfied that this is resolved. There's still outstanding issues for us as nurses. There's still outstanding issues for how we try to deal with things and how we were not permitted to deal with things. And we would respectfully ask as a group of nurses that we would meet with the Minister for Health, that Leo Varadkar would contact us and meet with us and allow us to express our concerns that we have been expressing to the HSE for some time now. And we would have an opportunity to discuss them with him.
And that was Noel Giblin speaking to me earlier.